Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast for Wednesday evening, March 11th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Pelican Acquisition PELLN announces Arctic Logistics Agreement supporting Greenland Energy Drilling Campaign. Pelican Acquisition announces strategic logistics agreement with Discazi to support cargo transportation for planned drilling operations in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin. The agreement, approved by Royal Arctic Line, provides ice-class vessels and beach landing capabilities for the upcoming exploration campaign. The arrangement was executed by March GL Company, set to merge with Pelican and operate as Greenland Energy Company on NASDAQ. Investor news breaks: Renewal Fuels Inc. denies false online report claiming public stock offering. Renewal Fuels has denied false claims of a public stock offering circulating online. The company clarified that it has not authorized any such offering and is investigating the source of the fabricated report. Investors are urged to rely on official company announcements through verified channels. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
With uplisting to NYSE American complete, BirchTech is focused on growth. BirchTech Corp CEO Richard McPherson discussed the company's recent uplisting to the NYSE American Exchange on Benzinga All Access. The move provides BirchTech access to institutional investors and third-party analysis coverage, boosting liquidity and interest in the stock. McPherson highlighted the timing of the uplisting with BirchTech's expansion into the clean water market, with capital raised supporting the business's growth.
DRCR pushes forward with implementation of 2026 business plan. Deer Kashmir Holding Company, also known as Matrix Fuels, is making significant progress in implementing its 2026 business plan. The company has posted a pre-registration website for the anticipated IPO of its gaming technology business and is moving forward with changing its name to Matrix Fuels Inc. The company expects to acquire a waste oil refinery in the UAE, despite regional tensions, to capitalize on high demand for oil and fuel oil in international markets.
Green Energy Breaks: Renewal Fuels Inc. appoints Sebastian Voyo's Chief Revenue Officer to lead commercial strategy for Texatron Fusion Platform. Renewal Fuels Inc. has appointed Sebastian E. Hoyos as Chief Revenue Officer to lead the commercial strategy for its Texatron Fusion Energy Platform. With over 15 years of experience in energy transactions, Hoyos will focus on building revenue-generating partnerships and commercial pathways as American Fusion moves towards deploying its fusion technology.
Olenox Industries, Inc. strengthens governance, diplomacy expertise by appointing Ambassador Paula J. Dobriansky to board. Olenox Industries has appointed Ambassador Paula J. Dobriansky, a former Undersecretary of State, to its board of directors. This move enhances the company's governance and diplomacy expertise, aligning with its focus on U.S. energy security and domestic production. Dobriansky's senior-level experience in diplomacy, national security, and government affairs will contribute to Olenox's integrated energy and infrastructure platform.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.